Okay, you're on the air.
Okay, this is a very short version. You guys should take out the time to look at the fourth Aliyah on the Parsha on your own. It's a very interesting incident that happened. Basically, you would have three children. Elonan, I believe the third was named Shiloh. And El had a wife, her name was Tamar. And for whatever reason, El died. So then they had to do the Yibum process, and the second kid was up to marry her, and Onan, and he passed away as well. So Yehuda was scared that his third son, who was supposed to marry Tamar after, was going to pass away. So he told her to stall time. He said, I'm going to wait when he gets older, then you could take him as a wife, as a husband. So, but a while passed by, and Yehuda never gave him to Tamar as a husband. So Tamar knew she had a prophecy that Mashiach was supposed to come between her and Yehuda's family. So she had to do, again, we don't understand 100% the act what happened, but she had to disguise herself in order to get Yehuda to not know who she was, so they could have relations together. And therefore a child would come out and Mashiach would come. So this is what happened. But before they were together, she told Yehuda, listen, I need to get something for this. What are you going to give me? And Yehuda said, I'll give you a goat. And she said, I don't believe you're going to give me a goat. So she said, give me your ring and your stick and something else, a scarf maybe. And then I'll believe you. So Yehuda gave it to her. And then she ran away after they had relations. And he couldn't redeem the three things for the goat. So what happened? A couple months later, they find out she's pregnant. So they go tell Yehuda, look, this girl that's supposed to be a wife for your third son is pregnant. So Yehuda says, not knowing that he was the one that caused her to be pregnant, we have to kill her. She must be killed. So whatever sort of Beit Din they had, she was supposed to be killed. And then she put out these three things and she said, whoever is the bearer of these child, these are these three things, is from that person. And then Yehuda realized that it was him. So what do we learn from this story? Is that Tamar, she was about to be killed. And the Gemara tells us in Sota that she was about to be killed and the Satan made her forget where the three things were. So she wasn't able to bring these out and she was still so careful. She didn't want to embarrass Yehuda in public that she didn't say his name. She said, these three things, whoever is the bearer of the child is from these, owns these three things. In order not to embarrass Yehuda's name, she was about to be killed. So we learn from that, we learn a big thing, never to embarrass our friends in public, and see what she was zachta, that Mashiach came from her.
Zachta.
So the King David is from her?